Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need, without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
ChatGPT
always matters.
Has said that the stock market will begin to fall apart on February 15th.
That is Wednesday.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things when you have these open-ended questions and you have AI, you know, giving you responses. And so, you know, Ian, it was funny because you said they can't give you the prices. They can't give you the prices. Well, somebody asked, when do they see the stock market falling? And they gave the date, February 15th. So that is Wednesday. And then I started reading some.
But notice they scrubbed out. If you put in Apple, what's the best price to buy Apple or Microsoft? They won't give you
that way. They haven't done that yet. That is true. Which is, I mean, again, interesting. Then I started seeing some analysts create stories around that. And so it's changing the world, man. 3 months ago, forget 3 months ago, 5 months ago, we weren't thinking of AI in this sense. 3 months later, we have to think of it in the future context of what it can do. It's changing. And we thought it will change media, it will change education. It has a chance to change finance. So we got to be very mindful of what's happening.
What's your thoughts on everybody chime in on this? Ian,
you want a political take, or you want my honest opinion?
What's your honest opinion? This is Market Mondays. This is Market Mondays. As long as please don't curse. Don't curse.
I'm not.
But
please.
You sound like my dad. My dad just told me to ease back on that cursing now.
Please.
It would be a great help if ChatGPT didn't filter out the information. I wish they would give a price. I know they don't want the risk associated with the probability of the market falling beginning on the 15th. I would like to see the data around that. So the people that I end up talking to about this at Goldman and JP Morgan, they're like, it's not going to happen in February. Like, capital is still flowing in from hedge funds to clients' accounts. Are we going to see a pullback? For sure. But is it going to be like a cataclysmic fall? We also have to, so this is the game inside of the game. NFTs and crypto fell apart. AI is a new sensation, right? So Hulk Hogan is dead, crypto and NFT. Here comes Ultimate Warrior, AI, and they're doing everything they can to keep it front and center. What better way to do so than to make it a predictive model around one of the most important financial ecosystems that is the stock market? If I were ChatGPT, I would pull an Elon-like move and I would give one stock or asset class and tell them either where to buy or where to short it. And then the fanfare of it around it would be even bigger than it is now. I think it's a little bit hypey to say on the 15th that it's going to fall.
Yeah. Without giving, like, obviously, I'm sure there's some technical analysis that was put into that. Or maybe not, right? Like, who knows? The fact that you don't know where the prediction is coming from, it's like anybody can say that. But we have. So here's the thing, right? Like, yeah, we've seen the intelligence of this AI, right? We've seen it pass the bar. We've seen it pass a lot of testing. So there's obviously intelligence there. We just don't know where it's coming from.
It passed the bar and it passed the medical exam. Whatever exam they take.
No. We're not going to play about the MCAT.
I'm just saying.
Thank you.
The practice
in my mind.
That's my soul.
Yeah, whatever. People dedicate 6 years of their life for that.
They dedicate 15 years of their life for that. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, you know, it passed the medical exam and it passed the bar exam. What's next?
Series 7.
Homework.
Series 7 is next.
How much would the GDP of America need to drop in order for the stock market to go down? Also, we also know the market has the highest probability of going up on Mondays and Fridays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, as much capital is not deployed. I would have loved to have seen them say that the market is going to fall on a Monday and we have like a Black Friday kind of event. I like the technology. I think it's amazing. I will say, though, for all my marketers, a lot of this technology that ChatGPT built was copied from Russell Brunson. Brunson had this shit out 4 years, excuse me, 4 years ago. Mike, clip it.
Please.
There's a game inside of it. Everyone that was pushing NFT heavy on a venture side, how do you pivot so hard after doing marketing for so long on NFTs when there are, and this is the second time that internet marketing entrepreneurs have been copied and or ripped off, and then it went to angel and VC. Do I think the technology is amazing? Absolutely. Do I think it is the second coming of Christ? They're marketing it now? No. They've scrubbed, like, so I was on like the second version. 3.5 is dramatically filtered in comparison to 2.0.
Oh, you're talking about chat? Yeah, so that was one of the things in round two. We didn't get to round two, but we'll get to that at a later time, that Microsoft, Google battle. They're thinking 4.0 is going to be the one that brings everybody back to Bing, or at least brings people to Bing.
I'll go on record now. No one's going to Bing.
Okay.
We'll probably see an uptick of 9% to 10%.
What did you say, percentages wise?
9 to 10%.
Take a little bit of market. I mean, you take a little bit of market share. That's how you start. I mean, it's going to be interesting, man. Round one, we already saw. If they get ahead 8 or 9 rounds, bro, it's gonna be tough.
Bing, they're gonna have to rebrand. Like, Bing's not gonna do it. Google, big misstep.
Yes,
big misstep.
Yeah, and that was a part that was kind of like surprising. It was like reading that the executives were like, "Why did we do this? We shouldn't have done this. This was reactive. This wasn't proactive. Like, we were reacting too early. We weren't ready to release this. It wasn't time." Yeah. But they had to do something. So
what will be interesting, however, is when they begin to integrate the AI into YouTube.
Mm.
That's going to be, now if they can filter comments, This is what I really want to see. I want to see one of these AI platforms have like an autoresponder for not only email, social media, but YouTube engagement. That would be different. So now if you can find a way to integrate Bard into YouTube, and now you can tie that into AdSense and now have engagement around the clock, Microsoft can't touch that.
Can't touch this.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop. A mic drop, backdrop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.